The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hi, dear listener. It's show 24. It was going to be ladies only tonight. I don't know a way of saying that without sounding like a twit.
Don't say ladies.
Yeah, women only. But then I decided against it after Prince died. But I'll explain that during the show, which you should have been listening to anyway. Mondays to Fridays, 10 till 1 on Talk Radio. But we'll do women only next week.
OK.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Hello, who's this?
Is that me?
Yeah, is that you?
Hi, yes. It's you mentioned the stuff about the minorities. And I'm trans. And the thing is, with all these words, the terminology changes over time as people get to know it. For example, with trans stuff, in the space of about 10 years, it's gone from transsexual, transgender, trans, and the medical terms have got like gender identity disorder, which has become gender dysphoria, which has become gender incongruence.
Right.
And I think the other part, which is more important, is that people like us, we need to get used to surviving in a hostile environment.
Right.
And my friend died Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, she was about 25 months into transition.
Yeah.
And she felt trapped because she was working full-time presenting as male. She'd never really got to the part of social transition. The medical side of it never really helped people do that. And, she did better off herself.
I missed that. She killed herself, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. That's sad, isn't it?
And she was only 22 as well.
Yeah, that's terrible.
In this country, what they do is they want to see evidence of social transition before they give you hormones and stuff.
What do you mean? Now, because listen, I am an old dinosaur. What do you mean by social transition? What's that?
So, dressing as who you are. So, for example, me, and I, you know, wear female clothes and stuff.
Right.
And actually go out of the house to show that you are strong enough and prepared to do that. Because, as evidence shows, if you're not taking that step, you can end up feeling trapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's lots of changes. But what I got thinking, though, is that why don't they help people get the strength? Because there's various things like mindfulness stuff you can do.
What sort of... This is completely unknown territory to me. It's Olivia, isn't it?
Yeah.
OK, the name's just come up on my screen now. We're having terrible trouble with the phone tonight. So what sort of thing... First of all, who are they that could be helping, and what sort of things could they be doing to help?
Well, I'm referring to the gender clinics. The people specialise in gender care.
Yeah.
And while being trans isn't a mental condition, there are other, like, social anxiety and stuff that can develop if you're not careful.
Yeah.
For me, I was lucky, I was quite strong, and I discovered meditation and mindfulness, which helped me get the strength and the courage to deal with life and turn my life around, which I've done in the last 5 years. But I know I've spoken to lots of people which don't have that strength, and they're lost. And I can't help thinking that it would not only save money but save lives if health providers actually helped people find with tools to help them cope in this very hard.
The thing about mindfulness is it doesn't cost anything, does it? Because it's dead simple. I mean, I've got an app on my phone. I don't do it anymore because I did have to subscribe. I do TM instead. But and I've heard it mentioned that mindfulness would be helpful. It would be helpful to everyone to do it. You know, whatever they're going through, it just takes away a little bit of the stress, even if it's just for 10 minutes. It is a helpful thing. So you would think that would be there would be routes to that would be more available to everyone. You know, going to on the NHS.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Olivia? Is that an appropriate question? I'm aware that I'm aware that there are people listening tonight who want to take offence at anything I say, right? And so I'm probably going to ask something that is me wading in with my size 10 boots, and I apologise, but it comes from a place of love. How are things going for you?
Well, for me personally, I'm 6 months on oestrogen, and I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to enjoy life. I've gone down from full-time work to part-time work, so I have time to get back to education and get back to doing things I like and find who I really am and enjoying life. I'm in a good place.
Well, that you can't say further than that, and I'm really pleased for you. And you say you're in transition. Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
How long does transition last?
Well, the problem is it depends on the person, because the actual treatment you have, it very much depends on what you need. For example, there's a person who does talking therapy in Wales called Alex Drummond, who's a non-medical transition.
Yeah.
And she has a beard and stuff. And she's very big advocate on things like genderqueer and third gender and stuff.
What was that, genderqueer?
Yeah.
Right, what does that mean?
Well, it's people that don't feel they fit into what's male or female.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle.
This is the thing I was saying earlier on, Olivia, that in the future, you won't have the box, you know, you've got a form, are you male or female or transgender? You know, it will be like it'll be like a sort of sliding scale.
Yeah.
Where you can kind of go, you can kind of go, well, actually, I think I'm sort of more over here, but a little bit over here. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, for me, the idea is to get rid of the text box and just have a picture. Because in the picture, you can see what that person is all about, just by looking at them.
Yeah.
Because it's all about expression.
What do you mean? You can see what just by looking at them?
Well, if you're a photograph of someone, you can kind of get an idea of what they're about.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I agree. What do you mean by what they're about?
Well, in terms of gender.
I don't think you... No, you can't. No. I disagree.
You can read with a masculine, feminine, or in the middle to some degree.
Yeah, well...
And there's various cues you can do, like your hair and your makeup and your clothing.
Yeah, oh, no, I see. Oh, OK, I know, I get what you're saying.
It's a very wide band and fluid thing that... Words don't really capture it.
I think we're getting that way. Olivia, it's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks very much for calling in and putting up with my dumb questions.
It's all right.
Ta-ta.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yes, Paul.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm off with you, mate, if I'm completely honest.
Mate, I'm sorry, I've got to get up at 6 a.m. But don't be angry at me, like, I'm just being honest.
Well, you're not being honest, you're being rude.
Okay, well, listen, I apologise if I'm being rude.
Here we go, let's look at the tweets. Feeling a bad beat from Ian Lee and Proper Kath. Called a few times to the show and no return call as promised. Hashtag WMitis.
Yeah, that's WMitis when you phone up WM and don't call you back.
Well, we've been ostracised. F 'em. Yeah. Let's move on. Hashtag nothing without listeners. Listeners spelt incorrectly.
That was banter between me and my mate.
Proper Kath isn't so proper.
That's a banter as well. Like,
can't wait all night. Time is money.
Sorry, I've got to be up at 6 a.m. for work.
I couldn't give a stuff.
I love listening to you, right? Well, can you be on a bit earlier? Can you give me on to 9 till 11 or something, please?
No.
Okay, well, I'll keep listening till 1 o'clock in the morning then.
You know, you don't have to listen. I'm not asking
you. Yes, I do, because you're a legend.
Yeah. But then you say stuff that's rude about my mate.
Okay, cool.
And you have a pop at me. F them, let's move on. And Paul.
Yeah.
You ruined a live show that I did. You ruined it, right?
Right.
And yet I still allow you to call this show and take part and have fun. It was you and your mate. You're right. Thank you. Yeah. You and your mate turned up steaming drunk to a live show I did, shouted all the way through it. Then when I was out there afterwards meeting some really nice people, you were shouting and hogging the limelight there. And at no point... did I kick you out or tell you to shut up? I stood there and I listened to you and I talked to you again and again and again, and I had my pictures taken with you, and then I met your wife and I stayed around a lot later than I needed to, and you start giving me and my friend Jip on Twitter because we don't call you back for 20 minutes. Do you know what I'm saying, Paul?
Yeah, man, I've been brewing just right there, man. Yeah. Okay.
So what I'm going to suggest
is that we leave it for tonight.
Okay.
And we have a think about it, and we have a think about whether we want to carry on a relationship. And I mean that because I had every right to be absolutely furious with you, and I was furious, but I bit it down because I could see, you know, what was going on. I could see there was other stuff going on. And then to see you having a pop on Twitter at me and my mate because we didn't call you back. We've tried to call you back. The phones haven't been working. Your phone wasn't ringing. And we'll call you back or not when we decide to call you back or not.
I know.
All right?
That was more banter with me, mate, to be honest.
Okay, well, just have a little think about your banter next time, Paul, all right?
Right, you are.
Speak to you soon. Take care. Ta-ta. Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. Don't speak to Kath like that. Oh, Id, you've not got it yet. Your time's coming. Your Twitter profile is quite low. Your time will come. You're still the new boy, but your time
just
will come.
Just don't read out my Twitter name for the next week while, please. Don't tweet me in.
The thing is, that night I'm referring to, right, it was such a tricky night. And I gave nothing but time and love to that man. And he's so, you know, and you're not banned. It's not banning. I just want you to think about stuff, man. Seriously. John's on the line. And that was tricky for me to do. If that was uncomfortable for him, it was uncomfortable for me as well. Blimey. Yes, John.
Hello, Cass.
Sorry?
Cass. Is that Catherine?
It's Ian. Turn the radio off.
Sorry, it's on the light box. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
Oh, blimey.
Shut up. It's off.
Excellent stuff. What have you got for us?
I just want to say, I want to take your corner here. You know, I love you, not in that way, but I think you're brilliant. And all these moaners calling in tonight, they're having a laugh, mate. They're having a giraffe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I can't believe that Paul there, the cheek of it.
Well,
the cheek of it.
Have we spoken before, John?
I was on a few weeks ago. I was talking about
yeah.
It wasn't the Grand National, was it? Was it the Grand National? Did I ring you? Was it you I rung up about the Grand National where I said I requested my horse to be shot?
It may well have been. It may well have been, yes.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I was talking about the pot banks when I was making all the pottery.
Right, OK.
And, yeah, I just wanted to ring up and say you're a good man, an honourable man.
Yeah. Well, you're very kind, and I'm aware. Listen. There is stuff that has been going on behind the scenes, right?
Where's the?
Well, imagine the scenes here.
Where's the scenes?
Well, the scenes are like the front.
In Skegness.
No, it's here in Talk Radio.
Is that in Skegness?
No, it's in it's in London. It's in Waterloo.
Is that near Skegness?
Yes.
Okay, carry on.
Right. And behind those scenes in Skegness, there is stuff going on, OK? And it's being brought to my attention that some of the people having a pop on Twitter are probably connected to that situation. And just to say, and I'm just going to say this, that all of the evidence that we have, emails and Twitter things and stuff like that, will be forwarded on to management and to the police. So I'm just putting that out there.
Well, they deserve it, you know, they deserve it. And I just want to say that I love this show, Ian. It's me life, yeah, you know, I love this show.
Well,
I've got a tribute. I've got a tribute.
Yes, okay, let's have it.
Because of all the death.
Yeah, oh, God.
That's generally, that's happening. But, you know, normally I don't care about all the death.
No.
Because it reminds me of what's coming for me.
Yeah.
And when David Bowie died, my friend Alf, he said to me, I just don't understand. And I said to him, you know, well, he used to be alive and now he's dead. And
what?
And anyway, this is for the man who died tonight.
Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect. Chantel.
Hello.
I've got no idea what the hell is going on today.
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
Nor do I.
I was basically calling. A woman rang, and she made reference to your comment about Rita Ora.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said I thought she was. I thought she was black. It turns out she isn't. And we are debating whether. Well, not debating. It sounds like LBC. I just asked. Is it still okay to say describe people as black?
Well, this is what I was calling about. I've never met a black person in my life who takes offence by being referred to as black. They refer to themselves as black, and I think to refer to someone who is black as anything other than that would be offensive.
Well, some black people, and this is I'm an old man now. I'm not the hip young 20 something lefty that I still think I am. I'm an old man, okay, that's trying to do the best thing. But I know that a minority of black people refer to themselves using the N-word. But it would be inappropriate for me to say that word. Yes. I kind of don't necessarily go along with that. I would never call anyone that. But I think if I were to say that word now, personally, I don't see there's a problem with it. But I see that some people do. And I also know that that we used to call black people coloured people in this country, and that language evolved. And so we don't use that term anymore, even though I don't think it was used. I could be wrong. I don't think it was used as an insult. You know, it was just what we said. It was a descriptive word again. But so I don't know where I'm going with that thought, really. I don't think black is wrong.
I've never found anyone who finds it offensive. I just wanted to clear it up, because then you start to talk about political correctness, and then you find people who try to be politically correct end up saying, you know, offensive terms.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've never met someone who refers to himself as a black minority or ethnic. You know what I mean? A black minority.
I don't think that anybody apart from says, yeah, well, I'm black. Was it BME? Isn't it?
That's a band that's used for, you know, in recruiting terms, or you know, for a specialist scheme for like positive discrimination. Yeah. I've never met anyone who refers to himself as that. So I just basically wanted to ring so that you then don't try and become inoffensive by saying something that someone's told you should be inoffensive when really it is.
Yeah. It's confusing, isn't it? And I think we should... And people say, I hate political correctness. Actually, political correctness is a good thing, right? It's there to protect people from being bullied. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what it's for. It's to stop people using words and history and power, perceived power over other people, so that they feel bad and less than. So, you know, it's kind of a good thing. But I'm also aware that I'm an old man and that I don't know what we're meant to say about certain things these days, particularly when it comes to transgender. I don't know what the correct term is, and I'm not one of those people that's there sniggering, you know, at what's going on. I accept it and I respect it, and you know, but I don't know what the terminology is, which is why it was nice to talk to, I think it was Olivia earlier on, and who filled in some of the gaps. So, Chantel, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much. Dermot.
All right, that's okay.
Yeah?
I'm here. I was just going on about the same thing. How can you be sure what is offensive? I'm white, so I don't really want to speak about what is offensive to other colour of people, but or ethnicities.
Yeah.
But it's really hard, I think, today to define what is offensive. To me, I would always try if I'm white, I would consider somebody as black that they are black. We can't call them African Americans if they're from England, and you know the way they do in America. Seems to be a lot of people try.
It's like, for example, I'm going to use a word that I wouldn't normally use, but you would possibly be offended if I called you a Mick, wouldn't you?
Not really. I get called Paddy all the time.
Oh,
You know, my name's not Paddy, it doesn't bother me. I know a few Paddy's.
Well, there you go. Dermot, listen, I've got to move on. I appreciate that. We'll speak again, I'm sure. 0844 499 1000. We'll try taking calls straight to air after the news, but I've got no idea what's going to happen.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
did
Did anyone? It is getting the clip. Give me the thumbs up when you got it. It'll take a minute, right? Prince Charles doesn't know how to do three cheers. Did you hear that? Prince Charles, have you got it right? Prince Charles is doing three cheers for his mum, right? Because she's 90. Brilliant, right? He doesn't know how to do three cheers. Play the clip, Id.
Hip, hip, hip.
What?
Hip, hip, hip.
No.
Hip, hip, hip.
No. 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 It's wrong. Hip, hip, hip. It's hip, hip.
He's just adding the extra hip because he's so hip. I don't know.
He's never done it before in his life. Hip, hip. That's hip. How you do it. Hip, hip, hip. What? When he did the first hip, 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 everyone should have gone, what the... What? Hip, hip, hip. What?
You hear the first one? There's a few quizzical... quizzicals. Yeah.
I mean, hip, 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 hip.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear the
first... Is
the
there any way we can... And this may be beyond your intelligence level. I mean in terms of your level here at work, not your brain intelligence. You're a very bright man. Is there any way we can get that clip clean without the bed underneath it? Can we get
I will go find it for
may
you.
May God bless you for that, because that would make me so happy. Prince Charles... Line one, Prince Charles can't do hip, hip.
Hello.
Hello, line one.
I was just going to talk a bit about... I didn't think I'd ever ring into this show to be talking about political correctness because it's so LBC, but since we're on the topic...
We're on the topic. The thing about this show is it's like a conversation, and this is just where the conversation has ended up.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I sort of got the misfortune of being a student, so I sort of seeing political correctness at its worst, and I sort of agree with you. I think it started off as a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's now got to the point where people use it to shut down opinions they don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see it a lot of times on campus and stuff. And now it's mainly a left-wing thing. But now you've got left-wing people who are turning on other left-wing people. You see it with feminism, where they don't like that feminist because she doesn't preach the right sort of feminism. And she doesn't say the right things, or she doesn't agree with this, or she doesn't agree with that. And it's like the National Union of Students, which is supposedly represents us, yesterday elected the new president, and 2 years ago she would not support a motion to condemn ISIS because she thought it was Islamophobic.
Well, now, is that actually true? I remember the story.
Is it actually true,
or is that just a Daily Mail made-up story?
No, it's true. It even made the student papers, which are pretty sort of fair. What actually happened, it was October 2014 when it happened.
Yeah.
And then it took her until something like December to finally sort it out.
Well, but she did condemn them eventually.
Eventually, but then she is completely anti-Jewish, and it's sort of with this,
who's anti-Jewish? Sort of, the NUS.
This woman, who's well, no, there, I'm trying. It's Malia somebody.
Wait, hang on a second. Hang on a second, because she's not here to defend herself. So we've got to be careful, right? I don't want you libelling anybody. I don't want us to get into trouble. But you can't just say that she's completely anti-Jewish. And I don't know the woman.
She did say that it's on record.
The thing is, we've got to be careful because she's not here to defend herself. And I would be very surprised if she was completely anti-Jewish. Maybe anti the state of Israel, which a lot of people are, and is a different thing altogether.
Well, what I'll say, I won't say what she said. I'll just say look into it. Because that's probably the best thing to do. Because like you say, I don't want to say and get something a little bit wrong that she did say.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Well. But there's one more thing. Because we were talking about Twitter with offence and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people say things and abuse and stuff. And it's difficult because I think for someone like me, it's easy that I can either just give it back both barrels or shut the Twitter down. But for you, because you're trying to run this radio station, you need to promote it. You can't just switch off.
I would love to. I would love to close my Twitter account, and I can't because I need it for work.
Yeah, exactly. But then what I usually do is if someone gives it to me, I'll sort of give it back both barrels or rate their abuse out of 10 and let them know how good it was and sort of give them tips to improve in the future.
What's your name, Fran? I don't think I got your name.
It's Elliot.
Elliot. All right, Elliot. Listen, I'm going to move on. I appreciate that. Thank you very much indeed. And well done. Thank you, Elliot. That was an excellent call.
Hip, hip, hip.
See, it just doesn't... It just...
Hip, hip, hip.
You know, I mean, really. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian.
Hip, hip, hip.
Hooray.
Yee. What you got for us, Manny?
Yeah, really good show last night.
And not so good tonight?
No.
Different, but different.
I think you should bring... James on it,
James Buckley. He was good, wasn't he? What a nice bloke.
He was.
What a nice bloke. He'll come. We'll get him on again.
Very down to earth. Nothing like his character at all.
Hip, hip, hip.
Yeah, it's called acting.
I know.
That's what they do.
Some of them are a bit, give it a bit large, don't they? Sometimes.
Hip, hip, hip.
He's giving it large there. He doesn't know how to do hip, hip.
I get called Stevie Wonder sometimes. I don't mind.
Why, are you a piano player?
Go
on. We're all tired.
The black singer.
The black singer, yeah. Stevie Wonder, the black singer.
One. The blind one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get called Stevie Wonder. I don't mind.
But it would be inappropriate, because for those who don't know, Manny's blind, right? It would be inappropriate... For when, if you phoned up for me to go, here he comes, here's Stevie Wonder, that would be inappropriate.
I don't mind. I mean, what
you don't mind.
I am brown, but light brown.
But you're. I would probably from your name and from your accent, I would say you're Asian.
Yeah, Sikh.
Oh, there we go. Right.
Yeah.
So I would say, I would probably describe you as Asian instead of using a colour, but I mean, I don't know, I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, if I had to go into detail, if I was doing an e-fit, I would say, yeah, kind of light brown, kind of, I'm guessing.
Yeah. No, I mean...
go on. Spit it out.
When they used to say coloured...
Yeah.
Right. Where did I heard it somewhere anyway, they said they shouldn't say coloured, you should say black.
Yeah, we don't say coloured anymore.
Yeah, that's
but I don't think, but again, I mean, it's easy for me to say I'm a white, middle-class, middle-aged bloke. Would anyone really be offended if someone said, well, actually, I've heard people be offended at the word coloured, so...
Anyway, why do you keep saying you're old? I'm 46.
Yeah, mate, well, you're ancient. if I'm old, Manny, you are ancient, buddy.
Hip, hip, hip.
We didn't get anywhere with the shampoo. This is a genuine concern tonight, dear listener. It's a genuine concern.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Did you... come in here for a second. Come in here for a second. Did you hear Prince Charles doing Hip Hip Hooray?
Hip, hip, hip.
Listen to this. This is...
Hip, hip, hip.
Maybe that's...
Hip, hip, hip.
It's wrong. This is wrong.
Is that not the posh way of doing it?
Hip, hip, hip. Hip, hip, hip.
They get an extra hip.
Paid for by my bloody taxes.
An extra help in a hip, hip, hip.
What's going on out there? Why are you taking so long?
Because I'm trying to knit something together that, you know, it's a tricky one.
Isn't argumentative. Don't give them a podcast tonight.
No, I'm going to. But it's, you know, it's a full moon podcast.
Well, call it that.
I will.
Call it that. Line. Say hello to line two. Have a little breather.
Hiya, line two.
The voice of South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire. BBC Radio Sheffield.
Yes, indeed. It's our dog with you in the evening. Ian's called in on our topic this evening. Lawns. Hairy, shaved. How'd you cut it, Ian?
I use a strimmer.
Yes.
And I go round the edges, tidy that up.
Yes.
And I leave the middle natural.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, I was looking for an ill-informed and bigoted view. Have you got anything for us?
I'm afraid I haven't, sorry.
Okay, well, say goodnight. Janine's in Scarborough. Janine, how are you this evening?
Oh, is that me?
Hiya.
Hello.
You're on air. Please don't swear.
I'll try not to, but I am potty mouth.
We are talking about lawns this evening. How do you care for your lawn?
I let my husband do it.
Oh.
I think there's some things sexist. That a man's better at, and I like to sit back and let him do it.
Oh, sexist there. Sexist opinion.
Absolutely, yes. You like that, don't you?
There you go. You're listening to Our Dog in the Evening. It's BBC Radio, and good night from me. I'm off to see some ladies.
There's your podcast.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
That was the podcast, guys. Wasn't that fun, huh? Spread the word. Leave nice words, if you will. So, I looked at the reviews on iTunes, and someone left me a one-star review.
Oh.
Four people have left one-star reviews, but only one left comments. And it was for something along the lines of being a puppet to the system. And
I know what that's about.
Yeah. And being disrespectful to Mr. Ethical.
Well, there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.